It is the Daily Podcast, Thursday morning on the John DeBella Show, November 4th, the date. Here's all the stuff we talked about. A criminal ring for fake rings. That's where we started off before hearing about a vote in Miami, somewhere I wish I was pulling levers on Tuesday. Show first, we got to know the show, the characters in studio and beyond. Cindy Graham got in on that action. Song stories today featured Whipping Post. A strange new flavor of candy cane is going to be available this holiday season. Plus, we shared some more shower thoughts for you. Thanks to you. And Adam Carolla joined us today. After almost an 8-year hiatus, good to talk to Adam Carolla again. It's all in here for you. Enjoy. It's the Daily Podcast.
Was it last week you guys were talking about the Milwaukee Bucks championship ring?
A couple.
Well, did anyone know the value on that thing?
No, I don't recall. It's enormous.
It's gigantic.
Low.
Yeah, it's like a softball.
But then again, you also got men who have huge hands.
Correct.
So it sort of makes sense. This is what doesn't make sense. A customs agent in Cincinnati made an unusual score recently, where they intercepted a shipment of real-as-hell-looking but poor-quality counterfeit championship rings. All right?
Okay, for who?
Three shipments were confiscated with fake rings representing the Pittsburgh Penguins, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Washington Nationals, right? And they came from Singapore, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates.
Wow, right? A ring.
They were destined for California, Pennsylvania, and Colorado.
Sounds like something that would end up at Q-Mart.
All right. Reported street value of the rings, $441,000.
Whoa.
So fake rings are worth a lot. Here's a reason why you should always vote in no matter what the election is. All right. In Miami Beach, the votes are in, and with 56% of the votes, that doesn't matter, put this part of the story. Basically, the people of Miami Beach have voted to stop serving liquor at 2 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
In a party town like Miami.
Yeah,
right,
the party doesn't stop down there.
No, it doesn't stop at all. And the mayor says, he says, hey, this is what the voters wanted, right? But here's the reason why you should go out and vote. Not necessarily because of this. Miami Beach currently has more than 90,000 residents. 13,000 showed up to vote. So if you're ticked that you can't get a drink at 2:15, well, you should have voted.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Every once in a while, and we usually do this on a Monday morning, we do, who on the show?
Oh, yeah.
And to give people an idea of a little bit about us, what goes on in the background. But there's certain things that even I don't know about my coworkers, and they don't know about me. So this morning, I thought maybe we would do firsts.
All right.
All right. I'm going to go through. You can get us started. Okay.
Great.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Looking forward to this.
Yeah.
All right. First love. First, real serious girlfriend who you were in love with.
Actually, it was my now wife.
Yeah.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah.
Really?
We started dating when we were 16. We
wow.
broke up in college.
Right.
And got back together.
Right.
Guys
wow.
are old school.
Okay.
Yeah.
First car.
1988 two-tone Chevy Caprice Classic. It was dark blue on top, and it was light blue on the doors.
Uh-huh.
Had the big old bench seating, blue
right.
fabric
yeah, yeah,
inside.
Yeah, yeah. Someone in the family liked blue.
Yeah, it was my grandpa's old car.
I was going to say, how old are you?
All right. Your first lover.
I hate how you say that.
Yes. Thank you.
A girl that I was...
Some nameless girl at a party.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. First concert.
Jimmy Buffett concert when I was a kid.
All right.
Remember that?
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And lastly, first job.
First job I had, I think I was working the front desk at World Gym. Because remember, I also told that story where the people were getting pissed at me because the meatheads wanted Metallica and some hard stuff. And then other people just wanted to go for a run, wanted some dance music. And then it was my fault that I put on this dance music versus the
always been a DJ.
Six CD changer switching.
All right, Dave, your turn.
Okay,
first love.
High school girlfriend.
All right.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a name?
Jess was her name.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's cute.
First
nice
car.
My parents' Oldsmobile Silhouette. But
wow.
we dubbed it the Ghetto Cruiser.
Uh-huh.
In Hometown.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. First lover.
God, stop saying
I know,
it like that.
I know. It's distracting
Jeez.
me. Jeez. It was her, my high school girlfriend.
Okay, yeah. All right.
I was in college, though.
First concert?
Amy Grant with
Amy Grant at a
small church in the middle of the woods.
Yes.
1987. Who knows?
That was a cult.
And your first job.
My first job, paperboy, but first, you know, legit corporation job, Staples.
We
used to take naps
paperboy. Now, did you walk the papers or did you walk?
Do
you have the big bag?
I had two huge bags.
Really?
Yeah, it was a 50 paper route.
Wow, your back was going to pay for it in the future.
yeah, big time. My golf game's still there for now.
All right. Well, we'll get said the who are coming up. What?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
I just thought you were going to do it too, but I was going to say, give me the paper. It'd be weird for you to ask yourself.
Okay, here's the paper. All right.
All right, John. First love.
First love. Irit Levy. Irit Levy.
Wow, what a name.
Yeah, first Israeli. Wow. Israeli girl. Wow. Her father tried to kill her, wasn't Jewish.
First car.
First car was a Chevy Impala, 1964 Chevy Impala. It was my mother's car, and then I got it.
All right. First lover.
Pardon me, but that's lover.
Oh, man.
Gross.
Oh, man.
First lover. I don't remember her name.
All right.
Well, it wasn't Erie Cohen or what?
No. Irit Levy.
Betsy Ross.
No. This was after her.
Oh.
She didn't go all the way.
I don't remember. I could see her in my mind's eye. I probably, you know,
Betsy's a prude.
Ellen Juvelier.
All right.
Ellen Juvelier.
First concert.
First concert was The Who.
All right. That makes sense.
Right.
First job.
Shoveling snow for
if you got paid?
I got paid.
Heck yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah,
all those stoops.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was shoveling snow in the city.
I bet.
So you know, all those stoops is right.
Yep.
Nothing worse than an 8-step stoop and a big ass shovel. So, I said what was coming up, but I should mention the shower thoughts is coming up. And if you've got a shower thought, these are those things that pop into your head while you're taking a shower, or maybe you got some, you know, downtime and just random things are running through your brain. You ask these questions that you've never asked yourself or anybody else. So text them on into us to MGK, MGK. That is 645-645. I bet you think you got away with it, didn't you, Cindy?
Yeah.
No. We're coming to you, too, for your first, all right?
I don't want to answer these.
Okay. First love of your life.
It was probably my first college boyfriend, but we broke up because he bought a pickup truck and I didn't like that. So, it was very serious.
Wow.
I was like, no, I don't like pickup trucks.
Okay. All
sorry.
Right. First car?
It was a 19. Strangely enough, no, it's a 1970 Ford Maverick.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Your first lover?
Okay, a 26-year-old that I met when I was on my high school senior trip in the Poconos.
Wow.
What?
Holy.
I did more than Poconos. Okay, first concert.
I think it might have been Tony Orlando and Dawn at the Allentown Fair.
Oh, that is so spot on for you.
Oh, God, it is. It is
awesome.
And your first job.
I was a salesperson in the men's department at the Hess's department store in the Coventry Mall.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
And I also did
that.
Tailoring.
Really?
As a 16-year-old.
Right. So basically you spent a lot of time bent down at men's, ankles.
It was embarrassingly, yes.
Yes. Do you want a break on these pants or do you just want them straight?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Was John one of those men?
No, I worked in the clothing business also and understand that phraseology.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It was on this date in 1971 that we've got the very first Allman Brothers record. And, of course, one of the big songs off of that album was Whipping Post. As a matter of fact, long before people were yelling Free Bird at concerts, they were yelling Whipping Post, right? And there's two versions of this. The one that everybody knows is the live version from the Fillmore. But the original version was on the album from 1969. And, well, the way Craig Allman tells the story, how this song came about, it's rather interesting.
I wrote that song about 5 days after I got to Jacksonville. I wrote it on an ironing board cover. I couldn't find any paper. And it was a baby asleep in the house, a real old house that my brother was staying with this girl in. So if I was to wake up the baby, it would have been my ass. I found a box of kitchen matches, and I'd strike one, and I'd strike another one and blow it out, and wrote it with charcoal. I caught mucho hell about her ironing board cover the next day. But it all came out from one string. And by sundown the next day, we rehearsed it and it was finished.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow, of course, it's Dave's Pigskin Picks. And the listener pick'em is up to $250 now. So
good.
You could use that at the Park Sweet. Sportsbook.
Pick a tough game. Right.
Yep, yep. It's going to be another. Well, Dave's doing pretty good, though. Where was it?
I'm coming back.
Where was it? 13 and 12.
What,
right?
His record?
Yeah, yeah.
10 and 12.
10 and 12?
Yeah.
If I could pick the Eagles, I'd be phenomenal.
No, 10 and 12, right.
But you can't, so you're not.
If I could pick the Eagles, I'd be phenomenal. Yeah, but just keep fading me if you want to make money.
Okay.
If only I could beat Vegas, I'd be rich.
All right. By the way, speaking of things that you only, the only reason that one would want to buy these is to prank somebody.
Okay.
All right, because I can't believe that these things actually taste good. You ready
circus
for this
peanuts.
One? What's that?
Circus peanuts.
Nope, not circus peanuts. Worse than circus peanuts.
Okay.
Hot dog flavored candy canes.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Come on, man.
Hot dog flavored candy canes. All right. They look exactly like normal candy canes. They're bought by that Archie McPhee company. It's $6.50 for a box of them, and there's only six in a box.
Yeah, it's got to be a joke thing, right?
All right. No, they also make bacon flavored candy canes, sardine, ketchup, kale, pickles, pizza, and mac and cheese.
This reminds me of the Limp Bizkit album. Remember that one?
Oh, chocolate starfish and hot dog flavored water.
Yep,
yes.
You got it. You got it.
This is right up there. I mean, I can think of a lot of things I'd rather do than eat a hot dog flavored candy
anything.
Cane.
Yeah, anything. Except
other than a hot dog.
Right.
Yeah, don't get a hot dog flavoring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. It's just no.
Guys. Does it look like a bent wiener? Because that might be a nice thing to add to the product.
That would, right. All right. Just a little globe on the end.
Yeah. Why is yours leaning so hard?
No. You know what I would rather do?
What?
Rather than eat a hot dog flavored candy cane?
What?
Oh, no. I've got a number of reasons there, sir.
Oh, boy.
You ready? I would rather listen to Joe Buck fill in a rain delay than eat a hot dog flavored candy cane.
All right.
I'd rather attend a Nicolas Cage film festival.
Wow.
I legitimately would.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I would sit through Joe Biden reminiscing about trains before I would eat one of those, right? I would spend the night in an unventilated room with Post Malone.
Okay, oh, that's smelly.
All right. And lastly, I'd film a Western with Alec Baldwin.
Damn.
Before I would eat one of those candy canes.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
Adam Carolla is going to join us. Adam hasn't been here since, what, 2013?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's nuts.
And back then, and for years, it was like, it was always a TV show he was calling in about or a book that he had just written.
Yeah.
He wrote a whole bunch of books in a short amount of time.
Yeah, I read like three of them. They're great.
Right, yeah, they're really good. All right. Yeah. Anyway, this is the first time we're speaking to him in 8 years, so we'll find out what he is up to, but he will join us at 8:10. But right now, are you ready to go and get in?
Yeah,
I think so.
People have been sending in really, really good shower thoughts all morning long. So it's time for us to, get the water running in the shower. Just hang on a second. I want to make sure I'm not grabbing just a hot. And there we go. And get the radio on, too, would you? Thank you. Steve, get us started.
All right. It's strangely pleasing that there are parallel L's in the word parallel.
Whoa. I'm never going to not see that now. Your digestive system both starts and ends with cheeks.
With cheeks. All right. Knowing that you don't have to get out of bed is much more satisfying than remaining asleep.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so.
Yeah. All right. Bill Gates' children don't have to explain technology to him.
Life is only short if you love your life. Otherwise, it's very, very long.
When you hear about someone's uncle, they're either the coolest dude ever or a convicted criminal. There is no in-between. Once again, these are shower thoughts that we got from our listeners.
Probably the best one we may have ever gotten. Your A-hole and your B-hole are the same hole.
If you think about it, nothing is on fire. Fire is on things.
Wow. All right. Fewer people would know about xylophones if they started with another letter.
Oh, man. That's good.
Each person who gets in the pool makes the water a bit deeper.
Whoa, yeah. Yes. How about that? Your youngest picture of you is the oldest picture of you, and the oldest picture of you is the youngest picture of you.
Wow.
Trippy, man.
All right. And lastly this morning, anything, absolutely anything, can sound dirty if you preface it with, give her the old. There are your shower thoughts for this morning.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He will be at the Keswick Theater this Saturday night, and tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. We have not spoken to him. You realize we used to speak to him like once, twice a year, right? There would be a book, he'd have some project, he'd have a TV show, something like that. And then he just disappeared on us. Adam Carolla is on the phone. Hi, Adam.
Hey, John. Good to speak to you.
It's good to speak to you again. Where the hell have you been? What have you been building, and what are you driving?
I'm actually building a spiral staircase to put a roof deck on top of my house. So that's currently what I'm working on, like fabricating a spiral staircase. And I'm driving Paul Newman's old race car.
You still have that? Oh, God, you lucky bastard.
Well, it doesn't have that much to do with luck.
So, let's see. Where did we leave off? I think, 2013, it'll be 8 years ago. The kids were what? 9, 8? What is life with teenagers like for you?
I have boy-girl twins, and everyone wants to know the difference between raising a boy, raising a girl. You know, they're the same age. So I always tell them raising a girl is like raising three kids, and raising my boy's like raising one old cat.
Nice. That's helpful.
That's about the difference.
Wikipedia has your birthplace as Los Angeles or Philadelphia. So we wouldn't mind laying claim to you, but my sense is that you're an L.A. kid.
Yeah, my dad's from South Philly, and I was born in Los Angeles, but I have a lot of family. My dad's side of the family is from South Philly.
Okay, so
I went to his old neighborhood last time I was in Philly, and I almost threw up. It's the only time I felt bad for him. Usually I hate him. I actually went to his old neighborhood in South Philly, and I felt bad for him.
How did he end up out in L.A. then?
My dad learned to play the trumpet in trade school. So my dad was such a bad student back in the day where they're like, you know, you're going to be a janitor. Like, you know, they figured it out when you're 14,
right,
back then. And he took up the trumpet as a trade. Like, back then, it was a job to play in a big band and play the trumpet. And I guess the band came out to California, and he just stayed.
Okay.
Wow. And by the way, he didn't do anything in California. Like, people come to California to do something.
Right.
He just came to California and hung out.
Well, if I'm correct, your life, even though you lived in California, doesn't differ all that much. Aren't you the guy that he couldn't even get a job at, what was it, Taco Bell? Was that what the name of the book?
Yeah, not Taco Bell Materials, name of my book. Yeah, I put in a job application at a Taco Bell that was hiring in high school, and they did not hire me. So God knows what that application looked like, because I couldn't read or write. But I ended up getting a job at McDonald's, so it worked out.
It worked out. Did you learn any McDonald's trade secrets that you could actually pass on to us?
Well, I know the wrap because I work the grill.
Right.
So they would say from the front of the house, like they'd go Big Macs or Quarter Pounders or whatever, and then you'd go cheese count, please. And then they'd go cheese count on Max, cheese three, please. And you'd go, thank you. And then you'd go burgers up, wrap, please. That's what you'd say when you push the thing up after you made it. So I just stood behind the grill the entire time.
Okay.
I can't believe I don't think they do that anymore.
What, cook?
Well, all of that, yeah. This guy wants a burger. All right, here it is.
Well, you got to get the cheese count. You have to get the cheese count. Otherwise, you're going to be off.
I'm going to riff with my drive-thru person next time I'm in line.
What's the cheese count?
How's the cheese count looking?
Yeah, let me tell you how that's going to go. I'll be the drive-thru guy. Ask me about the cheese.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, thanks for the soda. Yeah, how's the cheese count going, by the way?
What is for you?
I feel like I'm there.
Are you going to be able? I'm not sure if you can do this at the Keswick or not. If you're going to try to do it, are you going to do the ping pong ball thing at the Keswick?
Yeah, everyone before the show will hand out ping pong balls. Everyone will write one word on the ping pong ball. We'll have someone come up on stage. We bring a bingo hopper,
right.
Throw them in the hopper. We spin it around. They'll pull the ball out. They'll say the one word, and I'll do a stand-up routine on the one word.
Can we give that a try?
Yeah, okay. But you got to have a bingo hopper and balls. I don't just freestyle. Yeah, no, go ahead.
We actually have one.
I can go get it.
I'll get it right now.
All right, first ball says airplanes.
Airplanes. Well, when I was a kid, flying in an airplane was like an appointment, you know, it was regal. Like people wore ascots and smoking jackets and patent leather shoes. Now, if you go to the airport, and I was just down at LAX a couple of weeks ago, it's 7 a.m, people, and I think it's because of COVID, everyone's used to working at home. Everyone's walking around LAX. They're in sweatpants and pajama bottoms and slippers with scrunchies and wife beaters. So the airport, it's 7 a.m, looks like somebody pulled the fire alarm on a St. Louis Marriott at 4 a.m. You know, you ever been to a hotel when someone pulls the fire alarm at 4 in the morning and everyone just wanders down to the lobby with a boner? That's what the airport looks like. Then you get on the flight, and they've cut everything back because of COVID, right? Everything's just an excuse. Everything's just an excuse not to do anything because of COVID, right? So I order a drink, and I go, give me a vodka, soda water, and lemon. And they go, we don't have lemons. I go, okay, vodka, soda water, and lime. They go, we don't have limes anymore. I go, why not? They go, oh, because of COVID. I go, well, what does the citrus have to do with the spread of COVID? Like, the last time I flew, she said, we don't have them back yet. And I'm like, what do you mean, not yet? She's like, well, we got rid of them for COVID. We haven't got them back yet. And at some point, I just looked at the poor beleaguered stewardess. I go, what does lemons have to do with COVID? And she just looked at me and she went, I don't know.
Okay, next ball, social media.
Social media. Yeah, I think the media part of that title is correct. I'm not sure the social part of it is right. You know, calling everyone a dickhead when you're in your bathrobe and drunk at 3 a.m. is not social. You know what I mean? There used to be socials and formals, and a social was like you'd get dressed up and you'd go to someone's house with a boutonniere and a corsage. That was you'd drink a mint julep. That was social. Now you're just sitting around screaming at someone about ivermectin. We should get rid of the word social from social media.
Beer.
All right, I'm not your monkey. I'm not your side of it.
Hey, Frank Caliendo does this for us. actually, Caliendo did exactly what Adam just did. He stopped, and now when he comes on, he just does regular stand-up, and he barely does
that's a good point. That's a good point. All right, we'll take the twofer.
Adam Carolla this Saturday night at the Keswick Theater. Make sure you fill out your ping pong ball when you get there. Tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. Adam, thank you so much. It is great to talk to you again. I hope everything is well for you. And my only last question is, that staircase, metal or wood?
Metal.
Oh, wow. Dude, you are my hero.
We fabbed the whole thing, yeah.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
Listen up, please.
The John DeBella Show. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.